Welcome to my Blog Talk radio show, Live Your Music. I'm Margot Joy Denader, and I am a creative life balance coach, singer, songwriter, and the author of The Art of Living a Life You Love. My guest for today's show is my inspiring and fun friend, Laura Lee Brown. Laura Lee is a singer, songwriter, co-host of the Little House Lounge Singer-Songwriter Series, and co-manager for West Coast Songwriters in San Rafael, California. Today we will be talking about music, songwriting, performing, hosting singer-songwriters events, and how to live your music. Welcome, Laura Lee.
Well, thank you, Margot. So happy to be here.
I am so excited to have you on my show. You have been such a big part of living our music, and ever since 2014, when Dudley and I met you and Bob Crane on Earth Day at the Redwood High School Earth Day event. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember that day. Yes, I do. It was a beautiful day.
Yeah, it was a gorgeous day.
And the music was great. And
Yeah, well, my sister had talked Dudley into entering a song in that contest because we had gotten a postcard for it, and he didn't win. And so at first he was like, I don't want to go. And I said, no, I really want to go. I want to go. And we met you and Bob, and it just was such a great experience. And then you two invited us to go to West Coast Songwriters and San Rafael as guests, and then we ended up joining. And it's just, you know, you two changed our lives in so many ways. And I just wanted to say thank you for doing that. And also just it's amazing how many other singers and songwriters that you have been a part of during your life. And just first of all, how did you get into songwriting, and how? Tell us a little bit about your path of development in songwriting.
Well, it goes way back to when I was very little. I've been making up songs ever since I can remember, and then, you know, just about an experience that would happen here or there. And, you know, ever since I could talk, pretty much. So from the time I was maybe one or two, I've been humming along and singing and making things up. So my family was very creative. We had music at all of our holiday events, birthday parties, Easter, Christmas. My granddaddy used to play the accordion. And the family would pull out the guitars and, you know, sing around the living room or the campfire or whatever and harmonize on all kinds of songs. And then as I reached my teens, I really wanted to sing and couldn't really find anybody that wanted to play with me. So I picked up the guitar and learned how to strum so I could accompany myself on songs that I was writing. And that's when I started developing my repertoire of songs that I have written. I haven't forgotten all of the songs that I used to kind of make up when I was littler, but I started really taking my own songwriting seriously back when I was about 13, 14, just because I wanted to sing.
That's incredible. I had no idea that you had started singing and songwriting that early. But all I know is that watching you do it, it just seems like it's just something that you are meant to do. There's no doubt about it. And you are a great example of what it means to live your music because you're doing what you just felt in your heart you needed to do. And that's, you know, whether it's actually singing and songwriting or whether it's writing a book or painting paintings or whatever it is, you know, that's what Live Your Music means, is it means to do what you feel called to do. And it sounds like you were definitely feeling the call to do that. Did you ever have any time in between when you started and then later when you didn't do singing and songwriting, or did you just go on with it the whole time?
Interesting question. I think there's times when I'm more prolific with it than other times in terms of my own songwriting. Mm-hmm. And there's, you know, definitely been times where I haven't performed, which is what I really am enjoying about being involved with both the singer-songwriter series that I produce and co-host now with Joel Schick, the Little House Lounge, and also the West Coast Songwriters, because it keeps me involved in what I really have a passion for, which is hearing other people's music, and which also helps me stay inspired to continue to write my own songs and also just stay involved in performing and being part of the larger music community. But I would say there's times where less is happening. There have been times, and then times where more is happening for me musically.
Well, that makes sense. I mean, life gets busy, and there's all sorts of other things that get in the way as well. So, you know.
Like working.
Yeah. And that's one of the things I'd like to bring up here is for the people listening, is that when I say live your music, it doesn't mean you have to go out and quit your day job. It just means to start doing whatever it is you feel called to do in whatever time you have to do it. And that's one of the things that I notice when we love watching The Voice, and I don't know if you watch that, but one of the things I love is how they show that the people do it in whatever ways they can in order to get to The Voice in the first place. And I think that that's one of the things people need to realize, is that you need to just do it. You just have to get out there and let yourself do it, and let yourself make mistakes doing it as well, in order to get better.
Well, one thing I did learn is that from making mistakes, and also, you know, maybe flubbing on a song here or there, the world still keeps turning. And it's a really freeing experience to go ahead and just say, well, that didn't work.
And what?
But it's not the end of the world, you know. I didn't hit that note right, or I wasn't prepared with that song, or I was ready and then I got nervous, or whatever happens sometimes when you're performing. But the world keeps turning and the passion is still there.
Yeah, it's so true. I've learned so much about that from being part of West Coast Songwriters with you and Bob Crane, and I'm so thankful for you too, inspiring us to come as guests and then to join. It's just been an incredible experience. And everybody's so supportive there. That's one of the things that I really love about it, is that I've been going to Toastmasters for years for speaking, and I love that. And it's very supportive also and encouraging. And I was so surprised how encouraging all the songwriters are to each other, and what an encouraging environment it was. And it was funny because I had kind of been thinking, oh, it would be really cool if there's a place called Music Masters, you know, kind of like Toastmasters. But in a way, West Coast
mm-hmm.
Songwriters is kind of like that, you know. So for singer-songwriters.
Yeah, and what I notice about the whole West Coast Songwriters community is everyone is so supportive of each other. It's an amazing network of people, and it's so wonderful that you and Dudley joined, and then things have evolved into our being co-managers together at the San Rafael Chapter's West Coast Songwriters competition, which really is an interesting thing to say competition, because in one way it is, but in another way it's just really an environment where songwriters can come out and showcase and build on, you know, their material, and also learn from other performers. It's just amazing, all the different levels and the different styles of music and performance. It's very inspiring. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, totally. And one of the things I'd love that Bob Crane had said originally that encouraged us to go at first was that it wasn't like being on American Idol. It's not like every person who's going to be singing there is an incredible singer or performer, but everybody there, what they have in common is that they're working on getting better and better at songwriting, and they enjoy songwriting, and some of them love to perform and are really good at it, and some of them aren't as experienced or as good at it and are really nervous. So it made me realize that that's what allowed me to get up there with Dudley the first time 5 years ago in May and sing. You know, I mean, it was still really, really scary and exciting both. But, you know, every month it's getting a little less scary as I sing with him there. And it just, you know, it just, boy, it's so fun. It really is fun. As long
it
as
is
you,
fun.
Yeah. It, I mean, it's like Sky Nelson had said when he was on my show recently that, you know, you have to prepare ahead of time, but then when you're there and doing it, then that's when you need to be in the moment. And so by being prepared, you can be in the moment more. And it's been fun. It gives Dudley and I a chance to practice singing a song during the month and then get to perform it. And I love being there. I love hearing the songs that the people sing. And I love the fact, though, that you and Bob always have a song that you sing at the beginning as well. And, you know, you were saying about it being called a competition, but in a way it's not. I mean, we're being co-managers, we're not competing. So that's one of the things I love about co-managers, that we aren't part of a competition. We're just helping host the whole thing.
Well, what I find when I do get out there and go to other venues to, quote, compete, unquote, first of all, it's just a wonderful experience to get up there, one of my all-time favorite places, and probably one of the very limited places that I go to is the Empress Theater in Vallejo, where Lisa Marie is the main manager for the Vallejo West Coast Songwriters chapter, and that stage is so fun. Have you been on that stage?
We have once. I want to do it again, but you're right, it's a bit of a drive from here. But, oh, my gosh, that place is so amazing. And then being up there on the stage and the whole experience.
The lighting and the sound and all
yeah.
of it. It's just, it is so wonderful. So I've competed there twice.
Mm-hmm.
And both times really, really enjoyed it. I didn't win or anything like that. But I got some interesting feedback that from the judges that was useful. So it was just all around a really nice experience. Plus the other talent that was there, that I think the first time that, Lisa Marie did her, the West Coast Songwriters, when she first opened the Vallejo chapter, it's been what, 2 years now, or is it a little bit longer? I forget, but that's where I first heard Rob Shaw and, He did the last bus to Vallejo, was a song that he competed with, which is a beautiful song, and the hook still stays with me. I've heard him perform it a few times since then, but so it's been really wonderful being involved with the West Coast Songwriters because I get to meet so many fabulous songwriters. So anyway, that was a wonderful stage to be on. I hope to do that again.
Oh yeah, we should maybe you and Bob and Dudley and I can all go over together sometime. Carpool over,
yeah.
That would be fun. Yeah,
give Lisa some love.
Yeah, exactly. You know, she is just such an amazing person, and I just wanted to mention for the people listening, she's in one of the pictures in the slideshow where there's you singing, and then she's over to the left playing her guitar, and we've got Sky Nelson over on the right, and I think it's Amber, I forget Amber's last name,
yes.
In the back on the keyboards. That was such a fun night. And anyway, I just, I'm so thankful for West Coast Songwriters and for your part in it. And you help get the judges, too. So that's one of the things that you do as being a co-manager, is you find the judges for us. And tell us a little bit about how you find the judges. I think that's pretty interesting.
Oh, wow. Well, I've had help from some folks. Let's see, one time I was really at a loss because I was getting turned down because, you know, it's a volunteer thing and people have so many other things going on.
Mm-hmm.
So I reached out to a friend of mine, Larry Carlin, who used to be part of the Northern California Songwriters Association back before it morphed into the West Coast Songwriters. And he used to host the Sweetwater back in the day, the 80s and early 90s, I believe it was, before it morphed. Could have my timeline wrong on that. But he used to host that, the Northern California Songwriters competition at the Sweetwater once
mm-hmm.
a month. So I reached out to him, and he gave me some resources. I also have a lot of friends who are performers and singer-songwriters, music teachers, things of that nature. And so I just reach out and ask away. And what's really nice about that process is usually it works out.
Yeah, you've
in
gotten,
fact,
yeah, it seems like every month
you
get.
Most of the time it does work out.
Yeah, you get a lot of different people that come and do the judging. And that's one of the things is that depending on who the judges are and who the other people are that are performing that night, it makes a big difference who wins, you know. So
it does. Like this last time around, the gentleman, I forget his name, who won Best Song.
Oh, I know. I can't think of his name either right offhand. But anyway,
it was a really good song. But it was definitely. I mean, I felt like all the songs were winner material, which is why I wouldn't be a very good judge.
I agree. And the one that won was not the one that I would have chosen. One of the things I've always thought would be really cool, I don't know how we could do it or if West Coast Songwriters would let us do it, but I think it would be cool to not only have the judges, but to do like they do at Toastmasters and have little slips of paper where people can vote for the other songwriters, you know, and see who the songwriters there that night think did the best job, best song,
interesting.
Best performance. Yeah, I think that would
be
interesting.
Something to try.
Yeah, because it would give us a different perspective on it. I think we would have to have probably have it be where you couldn't vote for yourself, or else we'd probably everybody would vote for themselves. But
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think. excuse me. I think some people might, and some people wouldn't. They would actually step outside of themselves. That's my fantasy, anyway.
No, I think you're right, because actually at Toastmasters we're allowed to vote for ourselves if we think we did a good enough job, and it works out. It always ends up working
mm-hmm.
out. A lot of people don't vote for themselves, and it's really hard to get people, a lot of people, to vote for themselves. So, yeah, but I think that would be a really fun thing to do. You know, the time is just flying by, though, and I just want to make sure that we have a chance to talk about the song that I want to play of yours, and it's called
okay.
Creation Song, and I'd like you to just tell us a little tiny bit about it first, then I'll play the song, and then after the song, which is just under 4 minutes, then I'd like to hear a little bit more about it, okay? So can you tell us a little bit about
okay.
that, please?
Well, that song took a few years, actually, to write, and it evolved into what it is now, which this recording was done in actually 2003, 2004, and it was recorded with the group that I was singing and songwriting with at the time, which was called Wreaking Havoc. That particular song I did write completely, but it was wonderful to have a group of musicians that were interested enough in the song to really do the wonderful job that everybody did getting behind the song and really adding breathing life into the song. So the song is about creation, and it's a that's basically it. It's about the creativity of life and the cycle of life and death and rebirth.
Well, let's listen to it, and then we can talk about it a little bit more after. So this is Creation Song by Laura Lee Brown. Song, Laura Lee, that is so beautiful.
Oh, thank you. I am so really pleased with the production of that song on the Amnesia CD that Wreaking Havoc did. I want to just give some kudos to Christopher Krotke. He is with Soundwire Studios now, but at that time when we came to him with our body of work, that had a lot of it had already been recorded, a lot of it live recording. But then we went to Christopher Krotke, then with Little Buddha Studios in San Rafael, and he really added so much depth to the song, which already had a lot of depth. But he got some real nice things out of us as background singers. It's Denise Lay and Amy Ponkar and myself singing background. And actually, Chris Krotke sings a little bit of background on there. He's one of the male voices on there. And he did the percussion.
I really like the percussion in it, too. Yeah.
He really made the middle part, the kind of the C section of it, sparkle and come to life with his drumming on the part about the fire. So he just really added so much. And so he's the sponsor for West Coast Songwriters San Rafael chapter. He sponsors the
best
recordings.
Song.
Best Song Writers Win. Mm-hmm. 3 hours
yeah.
at his Bound Wire Studios in Fairfax.
Yeah, he's a great guy, and he's been a great judge when he's come in to judge as well. And I remember when you and Bob and Dudley and I and I think Carol Isaac went over to his studio to record that song for the fundraiser for Ngamba Island.
Mm-hmm.
That was really a great experience. I wasn't part of the recording, but you know, it was just great watching you guys all record it and do your parts. It was.
And he's actually moved his studio over to a larger unit in that same part of town, in that same complex. But it's a much bigger studio now, which is lovely.
And I just wanted to make it clear that for anybody listening that what it is the best song of the night for our West Coast Songwriters wins 3 hours of recording time, and lately it's Christopher Krotke for is donating that time for his recording
yes.
studio, Soundwire, and that is so awesome that he is doing that.
That is really big.
Really appreciate
because
it.
You know, yeah, it takes a lot of time and energy.
Mm-hmm.
To commit to, you know, just giving something like that, you know, away.
Yeah,
so
yeah, exactly.
It's
just it's a huge thing, and I really appreciate him doing that, and I'm sure all the songwriters that get to go record with him appreciate it as well. You know, we've only got about 15 more minutes left, and I wanted to make sure to mention that you have some upcoming events. Right, you've got you're
yes.
singing a set at the Mantra Winery. You want to tell us a little bit about
Mantra
that one, and
Winery.
Also about the other one that you have on the 28th. So tell us about those events.
So on Thursday, May 16th, I'm going to be one of the guest performers for the Mantra Winery. Dawson and Clawson singer-songwriter series. They've been hosting a singer-songwriter series there at Mantra in Novato for a year. And this coming 16th will be their first year anniversary. And I'm so excited to get to be a part of that. I was there for their launch last year. And I've performed there two other times since then. But they host a wonderful array of amazing songwriters. And again, it's another experience where I meet up with other songwriters that I didn't even know or that I have known on the periphery, and then I really get a chance to hear them. So anyway, that's going to be happening on Thursday, May 16th.
What time,
and the show starts
Morley?
The show starts at 7, and I'm not sure what time I will be going on, probably somewhere 7:30 maybe. We'll see. So, but there'll be wonderful array of musicians there. So you should come on out to Mantra Wineries on Thursday, May 16th. The owner says he's even going to have a barbecue to.
Oh, that sounds wonderful! I want to go.
Oh, come! Oh, you should come.
Yeah.
I think you and Dudley would really like it.
Yeah,
it's a very nice atmosphere. And then the following week, actually 2 weeks, it looks like,
mm-hmm.
will be the monthly Little House Lounge singer-songwriter series on Tuesday, May 28th. And this is something that I co-produce and co-host with Joel Schick, who is a prolific songwriter. He has written, since he retired from his day job, he has written over 470 songs in the past 10 years.
Oh, my gosh. I knew he had done a lot of songs, but that's incredible.
Yeah.
That's a mind blower. And,
470.
Well, he is such an amazing, he's such an amazing man, and I'm so glad that we've gotten to get to know him a little bit as he judges some of the events at West Coast Songwriters and sings there. And tell people, though, what his day job was for a long time. That's also fascinating, too.
He worked with the Muppets.
Yeah, with the Muppets. And, oh, my God, that...
He's an amazing illustrator.
He just is an amazing person. And, you know, one of the things that is the common denominator of all these people is everyone there values creativity. And that makes life so much fun when people are willing to use their creativity. And I'm just so thankful for all the people that do, including you.
So, we had, oh, thank you, and you as well. I mean, you and Dudley are very creative, and your songs are very positive and uplifting and you know, life-inspiring, and they give you pause for, you know, you get to take a break from, you know, the world and its problems when you're listening to your songs, because you're... songs generally focus on, you know, intention and what do you want to see happening and what are the positive things going on in life. And that is really a very wonderful perspective and a wonderful take that you share.
I appreciate it. You know, we just want to help people feel good and enjoy life and inspire them to get out there and live their own music and to enjoy life, you know, to enjoy the journey of life and smile more. That's one of the songs that Dudley wrote recently that was really fun to sing, is Smile. It always makes
and I do find that smiling does make things better. Like sometimes if I am feeling like, oh, you know, my eyes are a little puffy, I just, especially if I have to go to work or perform, I'm just like, well, don't even think about it. Just smile and nobody notices. Nobody notices.
Exactly.
They just notice the smile.
Yeah.
I did want to talk a little bit more about the May 28th Singer-Songwriter Lounge.
I'd like to know more about that. Please tell us.
So it's been a private little home. The way it came about was I have been hosting Singer-Songwriter series. Oh, gosh, it's been about 10 years now. I started out at Rancho Nicasio for like 3 years, and then that ended. And right on the heels, I got invited to bring my singer-songwriter thingy up to the Corkscrew Lounge in Petaluma. And that was a three-year run. And Joel started coming to that very regularly. And then on the last day, they sold Corkscrew to another wine investor company, and so that ended. I used to call it the singer-songwriter lounge there, and Joel said on the very last day, hey, well, why don't we do something at the Little House? And the Little House is just an in-law unit. It's a house, small one-bedroom little house that he and his wife have on their property in Novato. And so I said, well, that would be lovely, but don't you think you need to ask Alice, his wife? And so he said, yes. And so he asked her, and we just continued the series. There wasn't any break in the series at all. Just the very next month, we started out doing the Little House Lounge in Novato. And that, we just celebrated our second year anniversary last month, and it was a really wonderful show. And then last night we had a show, and it's interesting that you would mention the Earth Day day that you and I met. I think you came to the West Coast Songwriters. I don't think it was a competition. It was during the break, and they had a young singer who won the best song for Earth Day contest, and it was a young singer named Isabella Andrews who won for the best Earth Day song, and she performed there at the Phoenix, which is where we used to have our West Coast Songwriters. She was nine at the time. Anyway, I, as turn of events have come about, I have started giving her some vocal coaching, and she also came to my and Joel's Little House concert last night and performed. And she's almost 15 now, and she was just fabulous. And I had some other wonderful talent there. Deborah Clausen, who is one of the hosts for the Mantra Winery singer-songwriter series, was there last night. And Dave Williams and Hannah Lingrell, just newly acquainted people in my life, in my musical life, and in my personal working life. So it's just a wonderful, wonderful event. It's a very small venue, and we don't publicize the address. If people want to come, they can find me on Facebook and ask for...
And your Facebook is just under Laura Lee Brown, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I always make those announcements public. So if anybody wants to come, they can either ask me directly on Facebook or they can message me.
It almost seems like if it's a small venue that you need to have people RSVP so that you can let them know if there's enough room to do it.
Exactly. Exactly. So we can seat up to 15. One night, the first year we had, we had like 20 people. And better to beg forgiveness from Alice, but it was a little... just a little large of a crowd for that small house.
Mm-hmm.
It was a great night. But anyway, so if anyone would be interested, that's how you find out about
that
the Little House Lounge. It's on Facebook.
Yeah, that sounds... Oh, you have a Facebook page for Little House Lounge as well?
No, but you look... No, I don't. Thinking about doing that, but I just advertise it on my own wall.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, one of the things I'd like to have you do is give some advice to our listeners about living their music. What advice do you have for our listeners?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I like how you talked about living your music not only as something that a person does performing actual music,
mm-hmm.
But what your heart inspires you to do. The only advice that I can really give is just from my own heart, which is that making music, I also draw and paint and things like that as well. It just keeps me balanced. It helps center me for, the other things in life that come your way that you may or may not have control over, So I find that it's the only advice I can really give is that you just follow your muse. If your muse is telling you to sing, then sing, to write songs, to draw, to be out in nature, to stay balanced with your creative side, which is such an important connection to, I believe, all that is in the universe is.
I totally do
connected.
Too. Yeah, I love it. It's so true. I love Julia Cameron's book, The Artist's Way, and she talks about that in there about the great. I love how she calls the universe, but also the great creator and the great artist, and how the great artist loves us to be creative and to use our creativity. And it's, you know, it's a gift. Using our creativity as a gift to ourselves and to the other people that benefit from it, and the people that we are able to inspire to live their music, whatever that is. And I think that one of the things that you pointed out too is that's so important, though, is it doesn't mean one thing. It can mean several different things. You know, for me, it's been being a mom. It's also been writing my book, and it's hosting these shows, and then singing and writing songs with Deadly, and being part of West Coast Songwriters feels like part of it. So, you know, you just have to listen to what your heart is saying, and then be willing to do it.
One of my passions in the whole Live Your Music, for me, just briefly, is that I've always really enjoyed hearing other people's material. And one of my passions has been to collect songs that I enjoy listening to and would like to sing. And I have a huge body of work of songs that other people have written that I've been collecting for decades now. And I'm so fortunate to have met so many wonderful songwriters and people that say, yes, you can do that song and put your own mark on it. And boy, do I, I do my own. I do a song that was written by Chris Wurzig, who I actually met through the West Coast Songwriters. And he was one of the co-managers before he and Marion, his wife, were co-managers with Bob and I. Then they moved down to LA, and you and Dudley,
and they gave it to Dudley and me.
Yes, well, you volunteered for that, and you've done wonderfully with it. I sang with him as a surrogate singer for a couple of years, and along the way I picked up a song of his. Well, I do actually a few songs of his, but I perform one out regularly called Run.
I love that song.
I love your performance of it. Well, he heard me, a recording of it. I was down there last year for a short visit. They're living in Glendale. And he heard a recording of the song that someone had recorded me performing at an open mic. And he said he didn't recognize the song. He really liked it, but it was so different than his arrangement. And my point is that I'm so blessed to get to work with so many wonderful songwriters who give me permission to do what I will with their material. And so I'm just really, that's one of my passions. And so I would encourage people to follow what their passions are, because it's very fulfilling.
Yes, exactly. Well, we've only got about a minute left. So thank you so much, Laura Lee, for being on the show today, and for just all of the ways you inspire people and inspire us and other people, and being so supportive and encouraging and helpful, and also just plain fun to watch and listen to perform. I love
hearing you
sing your songs.
Oh, thank you very much, and it's been a real pleasure being on your show. And,
you're welcome.
We'll both keep living our music.
Yes. And everyone out there, live your music. Whatever your heart's telling you to do, just get out there and do some of it, and be willing to make mistakes and learn from them. I think that's one of the things that's so important, is to be willing to learn and keep learning.
Yes. Yes.
All right. Well, thank you again for being on the show. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And please share this show with your friends and family. Bye for now, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Laura Lee. Bye.